Well, after 6 years of a salary freeze, MPs will soon be paid thousands of dollars more, an increase some admit makes them feel uncomfortable. The pay rise was recommended by the Independent Remuneration Authority, and how much each MP will receive depends, well, on what roles they hold. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has already pledged to donate his increase to charity. Here is our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
Politicians are in for a healthy pay rise, much to the surprise of these MPs.
That's a real surprise, actually. Are you sure?
Well, there you go. How about that?
Over the next 3 years, most MPs' salaries will increase annually by between 2 and 2.9%. That means by the middle of 2026, backbench MPs will receive $17,000 more than they do now, while cabinet ministers will take home an extra $31,000. The Prime Minister's salary will increase to $520,000. The pay bumps were decided by the Independent Remuneration Authority. It compared politicians' salaries with their overseas counterparts and private sector equivalents. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says that's the best way to do it.
You don't want Prime Ministers or MPs setting their own pay. That's obviously up for an independent remuneration authority to make those decisions.
It's the first time in 6 years MPs' salaries have increased. Former Prime Minister Dame Jacinda Ardern froze politicians' pay in 2018, saying a pay rise wasn't acceptable. Her successor, Labour's Chris Hipkins, says Dame Jacinda shouldn't have interfered.
And I do think that was a mistake. I think we should just leave it to the process and we MPs should stay out of it.
The pay rise comes amid a cost-of-living crisis and the Coalition's cost-cutting directive, making them a tough sell to the general public. Reaction on the streets of Wellington should come as no surprise.
Are you kidding? Oh, that's stupid.
It's a really hard time to be announcing a pay rise, isn't it? I mean, Wellington feels like a disaster zone at the moment, quite honestly.
If money is available, perhaps it should go to the public services and to maintain the employees there.
There's quite a bit of pain being felt through the public service, so maybe the right thing for parliamentarians to do is to share a bit of that pain as well.
Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson admits she's uncomfortable with the pay bump.
Not while half-price bus fares are, you know, making families struggle, loss of school lunches, rents keep going up.
But the pay rises also come at a time of high inflation and wage growth. In the year to December, average hourly earnings increased almost 7%. ACT MP Simon Court says it's important politicians' salaries keep up.
I'm willing to accept a pay rise of, I think, 2.8%. The cost of living's gone up by much, much more than that in the time I've been in Parliament. And I think it's important that MPs' salaries and allowances keep pace as far as practical with the private sector.
For Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, who is personally wealthy, the pay rise was a test of his political radar. He has previously run into problems claiming entitlements he didn't need, but he appears to have learned his lesson, promising to donate his pay increase to charity, saying he doesn't need or want it.